At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time to dominate the sports books on Moneyline. Your best live odds on the MLB postseason.
On the seventh pitch, Harper hits one in the air, left center field, back it goes. Harper, the swing of his life.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Plus all the NFL and college football action you need before opening kickoff.
Steps into it, pass, it's caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable. Vikings win it.
Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
With your host, Donnie Wrightside.
Last year, Kevin, in the National League, which is where you're looking at, you know who ended up in the NLCS? Yeah, the 5 and the 6.
And Kevin Walsh.
That is one of the most remarkable performances in a negative fashion that we've ever seen.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Sports Grid Network right here on a Thursday afternoon. You guys know there's no better place to be than right here, right now, listening to your boy DRS. Kevin Walsh will be joining us shortly here, and away we go into the afternoon. We've got a doubleheader in the NBA tonight, a big-time doubleheader. But you know what? Before we even start talking any other topics, let's start talking about the NBA tonight. 7:30 p.m., 10 p.m. tonight. Philadelphia 76ers, Milwaukee Bucks, game number one. Game number two, Phoenix Suns, Los Angeles Lakers. Let's just skip through the 76ers and the Bucks tonight. As I go to a couple of my handy-dandy websites, just to get a peek of the starting lineups for both of these games, let's go over the first three teams I want to focus on. The Philadelphia 76ers, who obviously are going to be without James Harden tonight. They left them back in Philadelphia. Starting lineup there, Maxey, Melton, Harris, Tucker, and Embiid. Oubre comes off the bench. Okay, it's fine. Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Oh, look at this. Superstar Damian Lillard. He's in the lineup tonight. Malik Beasley, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brook Lopez. Coming off the bench, Portis, Connaughton, Payne, Crowder. You know, the normal guys. Everybody's there. Los Angeles Lakers tonight. They got a couple superstars on that team. Let's see what they're doing in game number two. Starting lineup tonight anticipated. D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, Taurean Prince. Hey, look, LeBron James and Anthony Davis are in the lineup. Let's take a look at the fourth team in play tonight. Those Phoenix Suns rallying the valley. Got a nice win opening night, by the way, over Golden State. Sat out Bradley Beal. And tonight looks like Bradley Beal will sit again. And on top of that, so will Devin Booker. Welcome to the NBA in the issue of why we just need to cut this season by at least 35%. This is just outrageous. Outrageous that you have two games tonight designed as if it was opening night again, banger after banger, And if you're in the audience, you want to watch the superstars play. If you are tuning in for an NBA season, you want to watch the superstars play. Here's the issue. Eric Gordon, Grayson Allen, Josh Okogie, Kevin Durant, and Yusuf Nurkic. So, Kev, I present to you tonight, game number two, the Phoenix Suns are exhausted. I mean, they need time off. I'm surprised Kevin Durant is even playing in this basketball game against the Lakers tonight. Your thoughts on the Phoenix Suns, two superstars down tonight, as we play the long game of this ridiculously long NBA season.
Yeah, I mean, this is the same conversation we had on Tuesday, and my tone hasn't changed. They're injured. I don't know what you want. Beal missed the first game. It was questionable if Booker was going to play. If they were doing what you said they were doing, then Durant wouldn't be playing in the game.
But we got to have somebody play. I mean, somebody.
No, you don't.
The problem.
No, you don't,
so
actually.
So the
no,
Suns
actually,
got three stars.
No, no, no.
I'll get it,
because
I like the Suns over. I have the Suns over. I'm worried about it. Because I don't think they're going to care about the regular season. I don't. The pace is already there. We know to win a championship, and you can't fault them. I'm just looking out for the fans. Let's just make the playoffs, and if our three stars are healthy, we're going to have a chance to win it. They're already saying, okay, hey, how's your toe feel? I don't really feel that bad. You know what? Sit the next game out anyway. Let's not see if we can make it. You got to be kidding me, man. I mean, what is the... They got to up... You know what I got to do? They got to up 65 games or more, or you don't get paid, Kevin, in the NBA. Forget about the postseason awards.
Know,
65 games or you don't get paid.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're being ridiculous, honestly. He went out there to play 37 minutes on opening night on a bad foot, and he clearly hurt the foot. It's the least surprising thing of all time. And the other guy,
did he leave the game early?
Injured.
He left the game early?
But so then what do you want, Donnie? Did you want him to not play in the first game? What did you want? You want Devin Booker to go out there and play on a bad
can't
foot?
Can't happen.
This is the stupidest argument of all
the
time.
The NBA is going to lay their
start. Your NBA conversations are nobody's playing. Let's get a pick out there, and let's move on from this. This is stupid. This is nothing.
This is, no, I mean, you know what? Here's the NBA's issue. They set up these games early in the season knowing, like, hey, look, man, sometimes in February guys are going to need a night off. They don't need a night off early in the season. You got two games tonight, a 10 o'clock start. You want people on the East Coast to wake up and show up? I wouldn't be surprised this afternoon if LeBron James is actually out of the starting lineup. I wouldn't even be surprised at this point. It's unbelievable. Marquee games. Like, you're telling me right now the Phoenix Suns shouldn't be getting that FedEx envelope like the NFL would send you and say, you do this again, it's $1 million fine and loss of draft pick.
No, because they're
this
injured.
Can't happen.
It can, and it is. And if you don't like it, cash out of the future with your $70 million profit boost and get over it and move on to a new team.
It's unbelievable. Like I'm looking at this team, and again, I don't. The team total is what the worry is, not the winning of the championship, because they'll be in the playoffs. 1-3, 1 seed, 10 seed to get in. They're going to be in the playoffs. I'm not looking out for myself, Kevin. This is for the fans of the NBA. This is going on way too long, and they're trying to start. They started the first implementation of trying to avoid this by saying you got to play 65 games. Where's the NBA going to be in 5 years? I think there's actually going to be very strict rules on whether or not you can miss a game or not. It's getting to that point.
Yeah, the NBA. Yeah, you know what, Don? How about this? Maybe the NBA will just copy the NFL model. We'll play 17 games and no one misses a game.
I'm telling you right now. Hold on. I've had rants in the past, and people disagree with me. Kevin, if the NBA goes to 17 games, it'll surpass the NFL in ratings.
You and I have talked about that. I actually think it's a fascinating take.
Yes,
right? Like I literally have to call out of work to watch LeBron
games,
right? I get your point, but obviously things are just too built in to change. So this is just what it is.
I just it infuriates me because, again, tonight I'll be watching the NFL East Coast. And be quite honest with myself, I won't catch tip-off of the Suns-Lakers tonight.
But can I just tell you something, Donnie?
Yeah.
I bet Devin Booker to win league MVP. Devin Booker,
Do you think that Devin Booker does not think he has a chance to win league MVP? Do you think Devin Booker does not want to win league MVP? You think he is deciding to not play tonight because, you know what, primetime spot against the Lakers, a team he absolutely effing buried in the postseason a couple of years ago. You think he's passing up on that?
Yeah, well, the team tells you. They pay the bills. You're out tonight, buddy. That's the way it is. Just got to get used to the new NBA.
The problem isn't the players. The NBA problem is their teams.
Give me authority in the NBA. I'm telling you, Kevin, if they elected me commissioner, it'd be the best league in the world by far. We'll talk about that no more because I got a banger for Thursday Night Football people. You need to hear it and bet it. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good sporting night tonight overall. Nice little doubleheader in the NBA. No James Harden. No problem for the Sixers. We'll find out tonight as Dame Dash gets the start with Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee. Then the late night game, 10 o'clock start. Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns. But there is a Thursday night football game tonight, and that is the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a two-game losing streak. And quite frankly, probably the Bills should be on a two-game losing streak as well. Got lucky there with the end of the game antics against the Giants, pulled that victory out. Played terribly last week, losing a close one to the New England Patriots. Now we're expecting them, Kevin, tonight to win this game by double digits. I'm not buying it. Are you buying the double-digit win tonight by the Buffalo Bills?
It's a tough spread, though, because you got it now a reeling Tampa Bay side, right, that's lost two in a row. A really tough game that they lost to the Atlanta Falcons, where it looked like they were going to be able to drive for a touchdown, had to settle for three, and once again, we got a Desmond Ridder game-winning drive. It's incredible that, you know, the idea is, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's that, you know, Ridder can't play quarterback, but he's got multiple game-winning drives this season. I think the question, Donnie, when you look at this game, is forget the Bills' offense. Look, I think they'll be fine. Is this Bills' defense now one of the 10 worst in football, what has been a strength for this team for years, too injured to potentially carry out their actual task?
The thing that's interesting about the Buffalo Bills, let me just take a look here. I got them, it looks like they're 12th on Pro Football Focus overall defense, but obviously that's careening in the wrong direction because why? They're injured now. They weren't injured to start the season when you thought they would be a formidable foe. Von Miller, we don't really know what we're going to get out of him moving forward, but Joe Ranieri joined us on the early line. And I asked him this same topic. I'll ask you as well. Not giving up on the Buffalo Bills per se. They're still talented. It's a long way to go. We'll see what happens. But in the past, nobody ever made any deals in the NFL to get better at the trade deadline. You're now starting to see that in the NFL. If you could tell me right now, Kevin, and I know, I don't know what their mindset is. I don't know if they're thinking about it. And certainly, you just don't go and get, oh, well, we'll just get Sauce Gardner at the deadline and we'll shore up our defense. Like, that doesn't happen. But a middle linebacker, they're a dime a dozen in the NFL to get a solid football player in the middle. Are you going to make up for Matt Milano? No. He was the quarterback of the defense. That's why they're struggling right now. But if you can get me, let's just say they go out and get another wide receiver, Kevin. They go out and get a middle linebacker, and they get a solid cornerback back there. There's no reason why they can't win the East here and get into the playoffs and make some noise. I need them to get better. And maybe just watching tonight's football game, final score, Kevin, 21-17 Buffalo. This team's done. Like, it feels like they have to win convincingly, but I don't think they can. There's no way I'm laying 9.5 points with Buffalo tonight.
My thing, though, just to your point about the Bills trying to buy at the deadline, you know, a team like the Rams being good is going to blow some things up. Mm-hmm. There were some preseason wonders of could we get huge names out of LA, right? Stafford, Donald, no, but I thought those were totally valid. But now you can't even, you know, think about getting a low-level Ram. And there's a couple of teams that probably feel a little more in the mix maybe than they are, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for, you know, Brian Burns probably possibly gets moved out of Carolina, but that's not even what the Buffalo Bills are looking for there. So it's a very difficult spot the Bills find themselves in because also financially it's not that easy to just continue to add to that roster, already a very expensive roster.
Yeah, it's a shame because it was one of those teams you had high up, and everybody knows you're going to get injured. You're just like, oh, maybe it's a backup guard, maybe it's a defensive tackle, and you can replace that. You lose your heart and soul, Matt Milano, of your defense, and also Tre'Davious White. Keep in mind, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was Sauce Gardner. Like, he was an absolute lockdown cornerback before he could keep on getting injured at this point. So we'll see what happens with Buffalo. That's a 43.5 total tonight. I actually lean towards the over tonight. You're getting nice weather up in Buffalo, but the matter is, can Tampa Bay score? Now, I went ahead this morning, and again, I can't say it enough. FanDuel is legitimate on these profit boosts here because you can make a bet that's like, I don't know if I'll bet that. Press one button and be like, oh, that looks really good. Now, typically, Kevin, I've been going with three or four legs in these parlays, boosting them up anywhere between like 4, 6 to 7 to 1 at that point. I didn't want to force it tonight because I didn't think I had the third leg. So I went a -107 and turned it into a +141. James Cook to get 40 yards on the ground tonight and Dalton Kincaid to get 25 yards. $100 plays 241 back. And I said to myself, I'm clicking around. I'm looking for other bets out here. And I go, you know what? I think I have a winner here. I just left it at that. If it's going to give me $141 back, I'll take it. I'm sitting there on that one. I love it. James Cook should get carries. He's back into the offense. We worried about him for a two-game stretch. Looks like, you know, back to that 4 or 5 yards per carry. I think they're going to win this football game, get extra carries in the second half. And the reason I love Dalton Kincaid, and I actually think he gets over his 40 yards receiving. No Dawson Knox tonight. Eight targets last week, Kevin. 8 catches, 75 yards. I need 25 tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, the Kincaid thing is really interesting because the tight end numbers have not popped in the way that people, I think, would have expected. Mm-mm. With all the tight end usage that we were going to get, these double two tight end sets, that, right? Like if you look, yeah. Knox played a game without Kincaid, Donnie, and he didn't really do much of anything in the game. But Kincaid obviously had a big week finally last week, so perhaps there's some momentum there for a rookie finding his footing. We'll see if that's the case. So, look, yeah, certainly the logic is there, but they've not been using, you know, again, on-field usage and actual production. The production just has not been matching for the tight end position.
Yeah, that's been, across the league, it's been really bad. Every time, like, I'm in the car and I'll listen to Sirius, I'll pop on a little NFL radio, and all those fantasy guys do a scream back, like, I spent a first-round pick on, you know, T.J. Hockenson, or what, you know what I mean? Like, it's not what it used to be in the past. Or I spent a first-round pick on George Kittle before he busted out, and Dallas Goedert started out really slow. It's just been that way around the NFL, unless you're Travis Kelce and you're catching, like, 200 yards worth of passes a game. And by the way, I saw a Dan Orlovsky tweet today, which made me laugh. Because from what I'm reading, like now that Kelce has this outlet where the two brothers do that New Heights podcast, it seems like he's so good, but he improvises a lot. And when you can get away with that, like one of the tweets came out was like, sometimes I think Travis Kelce is just running his own routes. And I start like thinking in my head going like, is that why he's always wide open? Like, because trust me, from running hundreds, if not thousands of routes in football games, Kevin, I can't tell you how many times I ran an exact route that they wanted me to run because I knew it wouldn't get me open. A dig route supposed to go from 12 to 14 yards. I cut it short to 10 yards because why? I'm wide open here. Two linebackers are supposed to blitz, which you fill in for a hot read there. I would fill in if one blitzed and be wide open, even though I wasn't supposed to do that. I got a feeling Travis Kelce's just like me, man. Just go freelance a little bit, man. Get yourself wide open out there.
Well, if you think about the way Mahomes plays quarterback, it lines up, right? Mahomes is impossible to sack. And his offensive line is solid, right? But it's not the best in the world. This is kind of one of the separators from Mahomes as a talent, is he just creates so much damn time back there. So it's almost, because, you know, you obviously know with the receiver position where, you know, quarterbacks are, look, 1, 2, 3, if you are not exactly where you are supposed to be, you are dead to me. I will never throw the football your direction. Where Mahomes is out there making it up on the fly anyway. So he's like, look, Travis, you go out there, do whatever you want. I'll find you. All right, I'll be back here kind of messing around as it is.
Yeah, like you're playing street football. Like, run a slant pass. It's not open, so you buy another second. Like, oh, look at this. He cut back. He's wide open now.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is at this point. But if he's doing that, God bless him, because he's absolutely been filthy. And I don't know if the coach, imagine the coach going there like, what do you think about Travis Kelce going for close to 200 yards? He didn't even run a route I called, so he's not going to play next week. Like, no, he's like, oh, man, you know what? He's cooking like this. We'll just keep on letting him go at this point here. So one of the things to look at. Have you looked at anything for the Thursday night football game? Do you have a decision on a total, on a side, a prop? Like, where are you going here?
Yeah, so there's two props for me in this game. One is going to be Stephon Diggs over the 85.5 receiving. The Bucs have been lit up by number one wide receivers. The only exception would be the Saints game, where Derek Carr was basically playing with a broken shoulder. Even last week, Drake London and that 54-yard performance was enough to clear his prop, right? Like, we know London doesn't have a Diggs-level prop, but St. Brown put up a buck 24. Justin Jefferson had a huge game. There's also some Rashad White juice out there tonight, DRS.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that weekend card here also for the NFL, but we'll get into some NBA shots, including last night. You board DRS bet Ben Simmons last night to get him 6 assists. Oh, boy! He got that at the half, and some people in my timeline furious that he only had 2 points at the half. Talk to us! Let's go. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on a Thursday afternoon edition of Moneyline Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Phone callers, if you want to get through, you can do it, 844-843-6879. A lot to get through tonight. We'll keep on bouncing it around from the NBA to the NFL. But I do want to take a look at what happened last night in the NBA overall. For myself, Kevin, on the early line, my play of the day, you know where I went. Like, you don't even have to watch the video. What would have been my play of the day yesterday in the NBA if I was looking at a straight wager? You probably saw it.
You're talking about a side?
Just a side, yeah. At the end of the show, bye segment. What's your best bet tonight? So I already told the people I was betting, you know, the prop one. They used the profit boost 100% on Ben Simmons. I used it.
Yeah.
That one. But there was a side I took yesterday. Like, my boys, I was like, you know what? Getting disrespected. Getting 2 points on the show, up to 2.5. Smoked the Bulls. They beat the Bulls so bad. This is where we're getting in the NBA. The Thunder are beating teams so bad, they're calling team meetings after one game. That's my boy. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31-10, and away we go.
So two things on that. First of all, I was so glad I didn't bet Chet Holmgren props, because if you look down in the preseason, right, Chet Holmgren's lighting the world on fire. Jalen Williams, the starter, was lighting the world on fire. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, these numbers are low. But then I looked at Shai, and Shai essentially was out there in the preseason like, look, none of this matters. Like, I'm not going to shoot the ball. I don't care. And I was like, that doesn't add up. So, of course, Shai comes out 31-10 night one, and that's how that's going to be. But on the Bulls, explain to me how in a 24-hour window you start your season, get smashed at home, have a team meeting, and then leak out you're considering a contract extension for DeMar DeRozan. What the hell is going on in Chicago? What is going on?
That's the good vibes you need. Like, hey, man, look, we liked what we saw opening night out of you guys, and let's get the extensions going. Hey, DeMar, you actually made a 3-point shot. Let's open up the lines of communication now. So there you go.
Like, if you were.
He was minus 29, by the way. He was minus 29, DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, but all I care about is him hitting my 3-point prop.
One.
So shout out to my boy.
Oh, you hit that? What was it, over a half? What was the price?
Over a half at minus 120.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
He was 1-for-2 in the first quarter. He stopped shooting. Yeah. I don't know why. I took a shot on him at 4-to-1 for 2, but that didn't come in. I heard someone mention this, the idea of the contracts match for DeRozan and Harden. And, look, if you're the Sixers, right, and you were offered DeMar DeRozan, I think you would take it in a heartbeat. It would
What's the years, though?
He's going to be a free agent, DeMar.
Oh, my God. In a heartbeat, you would do it then.
Right? And if you're the Bulls,
that's why they wanted Harden back. Like, hey, James, we think you'd be pretty good this year, but we don't want you after this year. We'll pay you whatever you want for one season. Yeah.
Yep. And if you're the Bulls, right, it's like, all right, you know what? This whole thing here that we currently have doesn't seem to be working. I know Harden's a disaster, but listen, if we told Harden we give him a contract, like, he probably would show up and try his absolute hardest. And it's a better fit for our roster than DeMar DeRozan. I think it is, at least, Donnie. Like, I don't know if there's any juice to that there, but the fact that the Sixers flipped it on Harden, by the way, Harden did end up, I mean, we'll see, but Harden got them so uncomfortable But they said, listen, you stay away. We'll figure out the trade. After Dow being like, no way we trade you, Harden's like, yeah, all right.
That means I think it's close. And by the way, all sides fit. Like, if we're really hanging on to Terrence Mann, if you are the Clippers, okay, what are we doing here? Like, if that's the only holdup and maybe it's an extra pick swap, which probably won't mean anything anyway within like three. It's not like you're pick swapping where the Sixers got like Sacramento's pick when they're like a top three, right? It's not that. Like, I don't see what the holdup is.
So I have been trying to throw this theory at people, and they think I'm a little crazy, right? I wonder, Donnie, if the holdup for the Clippers is that they are well aware that Kawhi and PG are also clear free agents at season's end. And they're not concerned about, does Harden fit or, Terrence Mann is our future, but no, we can't give up a pick. We can't give up a pick swap. We might have to trade our two best guys in the middle of this season. Because they might have to, Donnie.
It's true.
If those two guys are not going to be willing to commit to extensions, which if you're the Kawhi and PG, I don't know why you would be, right? Yeah. I think other teams would be willing to pay that both of those guys. So I wonder if the Clippers are concerned about their own future. And that's why they're like, listen, if you give us Harden for free, deal. Other than that, we just can't. It's too risky for us.
Now, I want to talk to you about something risky here, because I love narratives, and this narrative will never stop being fun to me, and I believe it's already full gas. And maybe it's just me being full gas at it, but I didn't go around and check, you know, X or Twitter last night. Tatum drops 34. Porzingis drops 30. Jaylen Brown, the highest paid player in the history of the NBA, 11 points in that game. And I can't help but, like, the same thing I used to reaction was, like, I needed to see this because, number one, I didn't know how Porzingis was going to fit in. It's a long season, but if you're looking at a one-game snapshot, it's like, whoa, the Celtics are going to be really tough if they get anything near this out of Porzingis on a night-to-night basis. And then I can just look at, like, the post-game locker room, dapping it up. Hey, man, close win in the Garden here. Nice win opening night. Jaylen Brown in the corner with, like, you know, a ski cap on with a phone to his ear with his agent going like, yeah, I told you I can't play with these guys anymore. Oh, my God. Like, give me the Celtics lowdown here with Jaylen Brown.
But if you're Jaylen Brown, you don't have – I think it sounds crazy. God, he doesn't have to play well for, like, 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, who cares if you're Jaylen Brown? Like, everything has worked out for you contract-wise. Like, you're good to go. You're golden in that respect there. I mean, it is funny that there's a chance that we're looking at Jaylen Brown as, like, the fourth best guy on the basketball team. Right,
like it really, because like the memes were awesome, like just showing like just random people dancing in a corner, and you know, guys that just have no dribble, just like putting random, say, hey, this is Jaylen Brown's night right now. And it really made me chuckle because I actually forgot that he has a $300 million contract. Right. Like, and it's like, okay, I got 11 points opening night, and other guys are better than me, but you know, I'm the big winner here overall. But it's still what is it, 3 straight years? The trade, I love, man, these guys can't play together, they play well for a week. Oh, hey, you guys were so stupid for thinking about trading them. A week later, man, these guys can't play together. I love the soap opera in Boston.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. I don't know. I think they'll be fine. We'll see. I don't know if Jaylen Brown wanted to leave because he was worried about the contract or he was upset about touches. I guess time will tell. Let me ask you tonight, that Suns-Laker game, obviously aside from the fact that you're going to boycott the game due to the lack of stars.
I am. Yeah.
Anthony Davis, Donnie. Like, this is a Donnie Wright side cap, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. If that guy doesn't score 25, the Lakers should cut him. I mean, is that not the feeling
who?
Going into
For
this
who?
Game? Anthony
For
Davis.
Who? Yes.
After what happened to him in game one, how does he not score 25 tonight back at home?
I sent you the tweet the other night. Bet365 was one of the all-timers, Kevin. 15 out of Jokic, 15 out of LeBron. So I'm watching the first half, right? LeBron gets the 10, and I'm like, all right, we got this good. But I'm like, man, I wish it was Anthony Davis getting the fit. Like, he had 17, so like, this guy's going to drop like 34 and 12 or 34 and 16 out here tonight. Yeah. I don't know where he went in the second half, but at least LeBron James came through with the – what did he finish with, by the way, LeBron James in that game?
23?
Yeah, like, he hit the 15 rather early, but I just got like a chuckle out of it. Like, number one, it's a great bet. Number two, I was like, man, Anthony Davis is really – saying, I'm taking this personal right now. I'm going to take it out.
Yeah.
Goes nowhere in the second half, which is – so here's what I wanted for tonight, to be honest. I actually wanted the Suns full gas and the bust up the Lakers, and they go to 0-2 against two really good teams. And that narrative, like tomorrow, like Stephen A. Smith would spend all 8 hours on ESPN, and they'd be like, well, where's LeBron going to get traded to over the next 2 weeks? Oh. Like, that's what I wanted to see already start.
So here's the thing, though, Donnie. If the Suns were full gas and lost, right, the takeaway is, wow, Lakers aren't a top team in the West. But then again, your first two games are against, for some people, the two best teams in basketball. So maybe you can kind of give it an excuse. Now, since they're playing Kevin Durant and Jusuf Nurkić only, right, if the Lakers lose this game, it's like, oh, they're terrible. They're terrible. Like, that's that's what's... So it kind of... It's a double-edged sword in some respect where... If the Lakers, you know, can go out there and get a big win, right, they avoid that disaster. But if they lose tonight, it stings way more. And the narrative and the tone of it is going to be very, very bad.
Yes, it is. And that's what the NBA lives on. Early season, a little bit sluggish. You're going to start picking on teams and, you know, that you don't think is going correctly here. What's going to happen in the future? All that good stuff here. But that's what the takeaway last night also. Give me a hot take on Wembanyama last night, because I used the term on Ben that we used all the time. We started right out, maybe the 7-7. Wemby came up and I said, Ben, let me tell you something about what me and Kevin used to do. High fives all the way around the room. Under points, under rebounds, under assists, under blocks, when not a single person was looking to fade that. And the first column I went to was the blocks. I didn't even care about his points. Where are the blocks at? Because he should just, by default, get his finger on four balls a game. By default. Yeah. Because he's that tall, rangy, and athletic. He got nothing there. Now, again, I'm not blasting him. I just want to take on what you thought of his opening night.
Yeah, so for me, as someone whose best bet on Wembanyama was over his threes, I mean, the kid is the league MVP right now. Like, it was the only thing he did yesterday, Donnie, that was, you know, good in terms of overs, was the threes. But, you know who reared his head again? I don't know if you saw it.
No.
Bill Simmons returned to the world.
Wow.
And put out a boost.
Oh, yes. What was it?
That was perfect.
Okay.
Luka 25.
Yep.
Wembanyama 2 blocks.
Oh!
Wembanyama blocked Kyrie Irving 30 seconds into the game.
Oh, my goodness.
But he got in such foul trouble that not only did it crush his minutes played, but obviously now he's playing a far more conservative brand of basketball.
Ah, so that's where the downfall was at that point. You know what? I remember seeing that, but I couldn't figure out what the boost actually was. Man, Wembanyama for 2 should have been automatic. Then you say, hey, Luka, exactly. Just don't do me dirty on opening night at this point. Like a layup at that point. Much more to go right here on Moneyline on a Thursday afternoon edition. Stick it right here, SiriusXM Channel 159. It's The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No, you're not. Kevin's going to announce a big show change here momentarily. Let's see if we can find out where he wants to go, Kevin. Did I hear that correctly behind the scenes? What's happening?
There is a format change coming, but we'll announce that on Game Time Decisions.
There is one, too. How about that? By the way, mileage going up.
Worked yourself into a shoot, brother.
AAA. Make sure that's active. And also, maybe I should be getting chauffeured coming up, because you know I'm a big star at this network. You don't think I'm driving all over the place, do you? I mean, I'm going to be in the back seat, laptop, maybe a little beverage on the side, and be able to relax on my way in and out of the studios here. Because that's where we're getting. That's where I see it. JP said he'd drive me around. No big deal.
Let me tell you something. It's the biggest lie anyone's ever told on this entire network, is that JP would drive you. I mean, that car gets within 10 miles of that place, and the thing automatically shuts down. He's not.
Oh, yeah, don't worry for JP behind the scenes. I just roll around the studio. Like, you know, it'd be great if our producers were actually all in-house at once, and all it takes for one of the people, like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. So we'll see what happens in the future there. Yep, you know, JP.
This is
you know what's coming,
pay
JP.
Back JP for offering to drive you, by the way.
Exactly. And then he says no, and that's how we end up in the situations we are. Thursday night football tonight, Kevin. Buffalo Bills. Let's talk season long for the Bills now. Currently at the FanDuel Sportsbook, if you look, Who's in first place? Or should I say who's in the odds first place? It's Miami Dolphins. Second place now is the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Buffalo got a little bit of a break last week because they lost. They should have never lost to the New England Patriots. Road or not road, they shouldn't have, that shouldn't happen. But the Miami Dolphins got flatlined by the Philadelphia Eagles to sort of keep them in line. When you think about it, right, the two losses that you have for the Buffalo Bills in division didn't even come to the one to the Miami Dolphins. They smashed them. They lost to the Patriots when they couldn't even find the end zone if you paid them to do that, and the Jets without Aaron Rodgers. Give me your thought process on what the Bills will be made of for the rest of the year, and also, can they overtake the Miami Dolphins?
So the Jets loss is unfortunate, right? But it is a fluky, it's a once a season, Josh Allen has no idea what ball security is game. It's unfortunate that it happens. It happened week one, but it happened, right? The loss of the Jaguars is a Jags team that is better than I gave them credit for. I definitely think there was a schedule advantage built in for the Jags that we really understood when it played out, but a loss. The Patriots' loss, to me, is unfortunate confirmation that the Bills might not actually be Super Bowl contenders. A lot of people, including myself, for the past years, anytime the Bills, you know, go south, it's we point first to Josh Allen, you know, being overrated, and a lot of times, you know, the issue. The issue is not Josh Allen. I saw some people still trying to do this coming out of that game. He wasn't perfect, Donnie, but that's not the point. 2 weeks in a row, with the game on the line, Tyrod Taylor and Mac Jones marched right down the field on the Bills' defense. And that is not because the Bills' defense doesn't care. That is because the Bills' defense is the most injured unit in football. A unit that was supposed to get back Tre'Davious White and Von Miller for the season has already lost Tre'Davious White. They're getting some Von Miller, but have lost other guys throughout. Matt Milano, most notably, again, alongside Tre'Davious White. So the concern for the Buffalo Bills is that their defense is actually bad, Donnie. And there's a reason to think it is, because, again, almost all of their best players are injured.
How about this one? Let's go to a 425 game this weekend. Cincinnati-San Francisco. Was already interesting to start with because Cincinnati's going to come off the bye. Joe Burrow another week to get ready. Looks like he's healthy again. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins had that rib injury. They're fully right. San Francisco back-to-back losses. And sometimes you want to say, like, boy, man, Brock Purdy looked really bad in the fourth quarter with two interceptions. Well, maybe he had an excuse here because he's now in the concussion protocol and apparently was playing through a concussion in that football game. Set that aside, Sam Darnold gets the start this weekend for San Francisco. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because it is interesting, where that line opens at 6. Now we're seeing it 3.5s across the board. And I do agree with that, but I do now think there is value. And yesterday, there were some 3s out there on the San Francisco 49ers. This has to do with MVP Purdy for you on this side. Not going to be a good look if Sam Darnold gets a start against Cincinnati and beats him, K-Dub. So I'm going to say, it's not going to be a good look.
Of course not. Look, I'm pretty frustrated. Like, we're able to kind of, you know, tell. I bet the MVP Birdie bet on DraftKings. And Donnie, I would have considered a cash out for a while now. They won't offer it. And I don't know if that's a DraftKings thing. I don't know if that's a, yeah, you know what? This isn't going to actually happen. We're not going to give it to you. I don't know what it is. But they're not offering it, unfortunately, Donnie. And I would have taken that cash out because I knew I was going to get value on the Brock thing. But I was going to be smart about it. And they're not allowing me that cash out. But the reality is, Donnie, that the MVP Birdie thing, I know the odds don't say it, but it's already dead. It died in Minnesota. I know that. I'm okay with that. It's unfortunate, but it's dead. They have two losses already. They had to have by far and away the best record in football for Purdy to have a chance. So yes,
he's not
Sam Darnold,
5,000-yard guy.
Yeah. Exactly. So Darnold coming in and winning this game is going to allow a lot of people to kind of run it up. Be like, I told you he was terrible, and. It's kind of weird. I never thought that Brock Purdy, Donnie, was like a top 10 quarterback in football. What I thought was that 50-1 was a preposterous number and he was better than Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm right on both accounts. But could Sam Darnold, who had the greatest preseason in the history of football, step into Kyle Shanahan's offense and have a good week? Of course he can. Of course Sam Darnold could.
T. team total for the 49ers this weekend, 23.5. I'm looking at FanDuel here. Let me just go to Bet365. Did you get a glimpse at all at maybe the touchdown market for Run CMC this weekend or no? Let me see, because I don't see it on FanDuel. It's got to be. Here we go. Minus 163, an absolute steal. It's an absolute steal. McCaffrey scored a touchdown this weekend.
It's one of those things, DRS, where, like, personally, it's like, why haven't I been betting this forever? You know? Because week one, it was bettable at minus 120, and they changed it. But even if you got in at week one, forget last year. If you got in at week one, you'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to keep betting it. Whatever. I'll risk 50 each week and just live with that. And obviously, we're now at an incredible spot here with the McCaffrey thing.
Let me see if he's on any, because that was just the first one I went to. FanDuel doesn't have a number posted yet at this point here. So game lines, team props. I don't think they even have touchdown props here.
Can I ask you a question on that line? It's 3.5, you said, right?
Yep.
What would that line be if Trey Lance was starting?
Trey Lance. They'd still be favored. Maybe 1.5, 2.5.
Yeah.
No way there would be a dog in that game, I don't think.
It's interesting, DRS, right? I mean, you've got a Cincinnati team that's coming in a... They're playing better, but they're not playing to the degree I think that people are fully in on them. But this is a Niners team. Like, they've now lost two games in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back-to-back opponent team totals have cashed
over. Imagine three losses in a row for the 49ers. Who'd have saw that coming? There's a legitimate chance that 3.5 says that's a legitimate chance that that's going to happen, which is amazing to me.
And there is a legitimate chance they lose this football game. The Cincinnati Bengals are not a walkover football team, no matter what. We know that to be true. And again, it's kind of funny, but if you said, hey, a team lost because their backup quarterback played, yeah, of course they did, right?
Yeah,
that's football. Whether you guys think Darnold or Purdy are the same or not, this is a backup quarterback, and kind of the Purdy concussion protocol thing. Like, this is where the info, that news came out yesterday, right?
On the plane ride home, they said he was getting symptoms.
So, my point is, it's not like, and I don't know, maybe they knew that Monday or whatever, right? But it's it's not like Darnold had all the time in the world to be preparing.
I think he's going to be fine, to be honest.
Does Darnold have the playbook at all? Maybe.
I think Darnold actually adds an element to the playbook because he's a little bit more mobile than Brock Purdy. I mean, Brock Purdy can scramble around a little bit, but you can run if you're Sam Darnold. I think it helps him.
Him in that end of it. Changes anything difference in terms of a runner?
No, except for the defense where it's like, okay, 1-1000, 2-1000, I can actually make a break and do something with this, or maybe that read option. Were you buying, Purdy if they run a read option? No. You might buy Darnold in a little bit there now at this point, but we'll see if Trent Williams plays this weekend. That'll be big. We know Debo's not going to play. Now Brock Purdy is out. McCaffrey said he's ready. McCaffrey looked fine on Monday night anyway. When he said he was fine with his obliques, let me take a look-see. He didn't set the world on fire, but still scored two touchdowns in that game. And no doubt in my mind, this weekend, if I'm doing a FanDuel same game parlay, McCaffrey will be a part of that again. I bet it last week at 170 on Monday night. I'm like, he's just like, oh man, touchdown. I hope he gets in. It's like, no, that's my anchor. Okay, first pick, boop, McCaffrey to score a touchdown. Now where else do I go?
There will be a week he doesn't score. Right?
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is. There is. But what you're looking at here is the 49ers are pretty competent on offense. Now it'll be interesting to see without Purdy. But the one thing, you're not betting on him to score a touchdown. You're betting on the Niners to be inside the 5-yard line, and they go, nobody else gets this football until McCaffrey crosses the goal line. And maybe he gets stopped on third down and fourth down, right? It's like, oh, okay, that takes that out of the equation. But every first chance to score a touchdown, it just feels like it's McCaffrey.
Yeah, it's one of those things that makes you wonder, though, why there aren't 100 running backs on touchdown score streaks if it's that easy.
Everybody hates running backs. Tonight it'll be my favorite thing, right? But come on, man. James Cook, I need 40 yards. Lat Murray's out here, got 17 carries tonight. What is going on out here? That's the way it goes. Phone line's here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to him here. You know who's on the line? 844-843-6879, the X-Man. He's from Virginia. Did you know that, Kevin? And he's ready to give out winners here, X-Man. Talk to us today.
Pound SG Money Line. We only winners, baby.
That's it.
Only winners. I got a nice parlay for you. We going Stephon Diggs and Buffalo Bills. Diggs to get a touchdown and Bills to win.
Uh-huh.
We going with the 76ers on the money line.
Oh, yes.
We going with the Phoenix Suns on the money line.
Oh!
And we going with the Detroit Red Wings at home in regulation.
Yep.
50-1.
Drink it.
50-1.
Kevin loves it. Kevin can't stand the Bucks. No longer Lakers fan since they lost opening night. Big time Detroit Red Wings fan. You're in on. Look at that. Got the laugh out of him, kid, though.
Just keep it going until you get the pop. What do you think about the Sixers game tonight? I mean, you're a Sixers fan.
I actually think they're if I were to bet this game, I'm taking the Sixers because it's just a complete role reversal of what? Bucks going to kill the Sixers, man. They don't even care about playing this year without Harden. We've seen this situation before. Now, I'm not saying the Sixers come out and win by 10 points in this game, but I would be, what's more surprising? Bucks by 25 or Bucks by 4, right? I'm surprised the Bucks win by 25 tonight against the Sixers. I don't think it's going to be a Bucks runaway. I think the Sixers will be in this one, and Joel Embiid's going to shine because that's what he does on big games. He's going to shine tonight.
Yeah, I think Embiid's one of the best narrative bets on the board, right?
Always.
I think on a regular basis. Did you see I bet the Sixers to win the title 27-1?
Did you? What was that? What was the price?
27-1. 27-1.
That's it? Come on, man. You get a better price than that. We got to shop around. Sixers should know where to be. Sixers should be 37-47-1 at this point. But tonight, everybody thinks they can win a championship. Maybe not the Los Angeles Lakers. They lose a second one. Come on, man. Trade that 2027 number one overall pick. We'll shut the show down next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of your final segment of the day, Thursday edition of Moneyline. Donnie and Kevin here, SiriusXM Channel 159, doubleheader in the NBA. NFL tonight, as you guys know. I always give it out on Twitter right away this morning. Found what I wanted, put it out there. 40 yards tonight for Mr. Cook in the backfield, and also 25 yards from the tight end, Kevin, from Ball State, Dalton Kincaid. That hits at a plus 141 if it comes in. You know how it gets in tonight.
What are you ripping, $100 Mac? Hey, what did you do with that NBA boost? Oh, you put it on Ben Simmons.
That's what I did.
Huh?
Yes.
You didn't want to go. You didn't want to go with a future in that.
No. You know. Oh, was it a future? Could you put 100% on a future? I thought it was just that night. I didn't even check.
So I played around with it. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let you put it on any awards, but you could have put it on a title bet or something.
Wow,
like that.
Well, that's pretty good then. Yeah. But I wanted that fact that
on Wembanyama was a loss.
What to blocks?
I put it on his 25-plus points. He didn't play any basketball. He would have got there, but...
Yeah, double up on that. Because that's what I thought about. I was like, what do I want to do here? And I said, you know what? I'm not in NBA mode just yet, but I like narratives here. So it's funny, like, my narrative was Ben Simmons, and it wasn't like... I didn't get caught like, man, 7.5 points is going to show everybody. We've been down that road multiple times. Ben Simmons isn't showing you anything on offense, but he loves the rebound and pass the basketball. So I just bought it down, used 100% prop, knocked it down to, I think, minus 115, I want to say, but it was only max $50 wager for me on that one. So it was $50, paid back like 90 $5, $94. Took that and ran with him. Like, perfect night in the NBA. That's back-to-back dubs in the NBA for your boy DRS on these boosts. So I love it. Give me some good boosts out here.
I took Ben to average 8 assists a game at plus 340. This is, as long as he plays, which I know is obviously a big if, but this is what he does. He passes the ball. He's one of the best passers in the NBA. At plus 340, I thought that was a pretty good shot.
Yeah, there you go. So, more stuff tonight. We're locked and loaded in the NFL. I'll be making an appearance tonight on GTD in the 6 o'clock hour Eastern. So, make sure you're there. Make sure you're watching. It's going to be good times. A lot of fun, as always. Kevin will be at the big desk tonight, looking good, looking suave. And away we go. Thanks for tuning into the show on a Thursday. JP behind the wheels of steel. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh tomorrow. A Football Friday on the network. We'll see you then. Peace.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.